Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
What do you do if your model student suddenly quits doing their work and becomes interested in marijuana? Well, we'll talk about this and more in episode number 57, titled, I'm Terrified That My Son Is Losing His Way. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Our question today comes from Lisa of Jacksonville, Florida, and she writes, I have a 15-year-old son who, until this year, has been a model student. He's in the pre-IB program at a challenging magnet school. IB is International Baccalaureate, and that just means there are these very high standards that must be met by each student. His attitude towards school has become negative. He's not putting effort into any of his coursework, and yesterday I was alerted that he posted on social media a statement that implied he may have access to edibles. And by that, she means marijuana edibles. After reviewing his phone, I found evidence of a neighborhood teen smoking marijuana, and my son was with him. Apparently, the father of the teen is okay with his son smoking marijuana. My son has denied ever smoking or eating edibles, but my gut tells me he's lying. I've told him that I don't want him spending any time with this neighborhood boy anymore, but he tells me I can't stop him. And the truth is I can't. I work and he's home alone a lot. The kid lives right down our street. My son's father and I have had struggles over the last couple of years due to child support and other negative things, and I believe this has impacted my son negatively. I don't know how to help him. He's defiant and oppositional. He says he's done nothing wrong. But there is a major issue that I feel is getting worse every day. I've taken his iPhone from him, which resulted in him punching a hole in my wall. Do you have any advice or can you recommend a psychologist or counselor in the Jacksonville, Florida area? Any help you could provide me would be appreciated. I'm terrified my son is losing his way and I want to do whatever I can to redirect him before it's too late. Well, thanks for your question, Lisa, and I'm glad you're reaching out. Yes, it does sound like your son is losing his way, but since your son was doing well until this year, we can be hopeful that if we take some constructive steps, things will get better and your son can get on a healthy, more self-valuing path forward. But first of all, definitely ask around to find a therapist that works with resistant teens and their parents. Check with the school, his pediatrician, and even the local youth probation department and see what names keep coming up. You know, probation departments are used to working with counselors that can work with very difficult kids. So that's often a good resource for this. And if someone listening to this podcast knows a therapist in the Jacksonville, Florida area who is right for this situation, or if you're that therapist, shoot me an email and I'll get that information to Lisa. There are a lot of elements here, Lisa, so let's take a look and see if we can get things going back in the right direction for you and your son. Before we look at the challenges that you're facing, let's look at the positives. Your son is bright and he's capable, and up until this year, he was doing very well. He has a mom who cares and has him in a school for kids willing to meet high standards. That's big. And while your son is showing interest in marijuana, at this point, it doesn't sound that he's gotten completely involved with it by any means, and it's common for 15-year-olds to have some interest in marijuana. And while you and his father don't get along, he does have a father, and I'm going to assume his father loves him, and he wants him to do well in school, and doesn't want him using drugs and alcohol. So why the decline now? Well, here are a few things we can speculate on. He is quite bright, he's quite gifted, and often gifted kids can do well without doing much work. And if that's the case, and this year the work has gotten harder and requires effort and focus, and he's never developed those skills, he could suddenly do poorly. That is a common phenomena for many gifted youth. Maybe not for your son, but it is a common phenomenon. It's something that'd be in my mind. Another partial explanation could be that when he was younger, he was willing to follow rules, but now as an older teen, he's acting more independently, but he isn't used to making his own decisions. It's best for us to teach our kids independent skills when they're younger, so as they get older, they have the ability to make good personal choices. If he's been overly structured, he may not know how to handle being a teenager. Well, once again, I don't know that applies here, but that's something to think about. We could find clues for the cause of this by asking what might have changed in his situation. Are you less available? Or is his father less available? I know that things are contentious between you and his father, and that always impacts kids. Children and teenagers need to feel good about both parents, and if the parents have animosity and disrespect towards each other, that's confusing and emotionally painful, and kids can internalize it and become lost and become depressed. They can become triangulated, in other words, in between, and they can use one parent's anger at the other as a way to become unaccountable to that parent. And even though there's been fighting about finances and child support, as I mentioned earlier, I'll assume this father is concerned about the decline in his school performance and his early involvement with marijuana. And this might be something the two of you can come together on and work together on. One thing we do know, that he isn't in a good place. And maybe he's depressed, most likely does not have strong self-esteem right now, or a strong positive identity. So, what can we do? Well, your son was doing well until this year, so what are his interests? Sports? Music? What activities was he involved in? What's going on with those? Who in the school is he connected to? He must have had some friends before he became involved with this marijuana-using neighbor. What's happening with those friends? Maybe there's some ways to get him reconnected with them. But those are just a couple of thoughts. Let's look at the bigger picture here. Right now, you and your son are in a control battle. You don't want him hanging around with the neighbor, and you don't want him using marijuana. Of course you don't. But by focusing on what you don't want him to do, and trying to get him not to do those things, you are only inviting his opposition and his defiance. You've already discovered that you can't keep a 15-year-old from spending time with kids they want to spend time with. The issue really is not the boy down the street. The issue is that your son is not positively engaged in his life. He's not managing his school responsibilities, and it doesn't sound like he's involved in anything else that's a positive activity like sports or music or theater or anything else. So Lisa, you're going to need to shift out of your powerless position, out of your control battle with your son, and you're going to need to engage very strongly and very positively with him and with his father and with his school. Let me share what I read in a recent blog that was posted by my colleague, my wonderful colleague, Nicole Burgess. And she referenced Alice Walker's quote, which is, "The most common way that people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." And Lisa, that's how you sound. You sound desperate, and I'm sure you're suffering from parental burnout between your work stress, your child support stress, and worrying about what your son is up to. I'm sure you're suffering from burnout. So in addition to us getting a better strategy for working with your son, you're going to need some personal time and recovery activity for yourself and some personal support. It's important to know that our kids need us emotionally and in every other way, so we have far more power than we know. You're going to need to have a more confident and positive vision of him, and that you have to hold it for yourself and then express it to him. And you're going to need to have a more positive tone with him as well. So in a state of burnout, it's hard to come up with all that. So let's get conscious of your needs, and then let's come out this with a lot more confidence, a healthy and positive vision, and a healthy and positive tone. Here are some strategies that you can put into action. For starters, your son should not be home after school unsupervised and unsupported right now. He needs to be in an after-school activity, a sport, or some positive activity. The school should be able to work with you here. Whatever your son's interests are, you know, we should capitalize on that and get him involved in activities that support him. For whatever reasons, it could be that the family strife is a big part of it, he isn't demonstrating a positive identity or positive self-esteem. We're going to want to get him the structure and the support to get back on track to developing a positive identity and good self-esteem. You should immediately go to his school with him and find out what opportunities there are for him to get involved in right away. What are some strategies he can engage right now to get his grades up? Who at the school will check in with him daily and see how he's doing and what his activities are? I'm going to encourage you to talk with his father and discuss the situation and see how he can support your son in getting back on track. You'll need to use a positive, no-fault tone with his dad. If he attacks you, don't react. Keep the focus on what you each can do, not who's to blame. Locate a therapist in your community that can help. Make an appointment to go with your son, and even if you can't make your son go, you go. And you can even talk with the father of the boy down the street and let him know what you're learning and see if he shares your concerns. He may be concerned but not know what to do. So, Lisa, here is a way that you can talk with your son, and I'll call him Andrew so that I can have someone to talk to here. And let me just role play this out for you. Andrew, I'm very concerned about how things are going. You know I'm concerned about your interest in marijuana, but more importantly, I'm concerned that we aren't communicating well and that we're fighting. It's not good for you, and it's exhausting to me too. It's not what you need. You are a wonderful young man, and I've always been proud of you, and I still am. Obviously, I'm very concerned that you aren't investing in your education, that you're not managing your school responsibilities. I'm concerned that you aren't doing any of the positive activities that you used to do. It's by doing your best and being involved in positive activities like sports or music or whatever that you're going to continue to learn and grow. Backing off your school responsibilities and your competitive swimming, which I just made up as an example, it's going to hurt you. You're smart and you're talented, and it's important that you invest in those gifts. I'm sorry I've been so negative with you. I've been so upset about your grades and the stuff you've been posting. But yelling and punishing is not the right way for me to deal with it, and I'm sorry. I apologize. You don't need that. I do need to add that punching a hole in the wall or violence of any kind is not the way we deal with our feelings. And that isn't the way we earn privileges. So before we go forward with any privileges, including having any data plan for your phone, you're going to need to recommit to your school responsibilities. And if you don't want to do competitive swimming anymore, well, then you need to choose another activity that you're going to get involved in. You and I are going to go see your school counselor and see how he can help you help and support you in getting back on track. Also, before your privileges come back, you're going to need to fix a hole in a wall. I'm happy to help. Maybe we can even do it as a good learning project for both of us. I'd like you to think about all this and let me know what you come up with. My goal is not to control you. I'm not here to boss you. My goal is for you to be able to make healthy choices and grow your independent skills so that when high school ends, you're in great shape, that you're ready to be much more on your own, ready to be a happy and successful young adult. You're a wonderful kid, and you deserve my best effort, and you deserve your best effort. Lisa, how does that sound to you? From your description of things, one talk or one action isn't going to be applauded by your son or have him turn on a dime. I know that's what you're thinking. But it's not realistic to even expect that. But by talking to him in this way, you're also talking to yourself and you're recommitting to being an empowered parent. If you're clear that things need to change and you're willing to stay positive and show the path forward, then your son's going to follow. It may take a while, but it's going to happen. So listeners, let's all learn from Lisa's question. If you're a parent and you're feeling stuck like you can't make a difference, you are underestimating yourself. You matter. Get clear about what needs to change, make a plan, and engage with positivity and your great intentions showing. And let's not forget what Alice Walker told us. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Lisa from Jacksonville, Florida. And Lisa, we all wish you the very best. Do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Some readers have said it's the best counseling session they ever had. Please, take care of yourselves. You know you need it. You do deserve it. And you're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.